In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. Only one of us wearing a walking boot this morning.
Well, it's not me.
That would be me. Two thumbs pointed at this guy.
Oh, I haven't even seen your feet. You're behind the desk.
Hold on, let me scoot back.
Let's see.
Show you.
Whoa,
this baby
what's going on?
Right there.
What did you do?
Well, that's what I'll tell you later on this morning.
Aw, you're going to make me wait for it?
About an hour from right now. Well, I kind of teased it that way on social media because people were asking me, like, what did you do? And I said, well, I will tell you at 7:05 this morning.
Yeah, because I just saw you yesterday and you weren't in that boot.
No, I had an eventful afternoon.
I can see that.
That's for sure. So lots to talk about this morning. Good vibes are on the way as well during Thanksgiving week. Here's one thing that we want to impress on you before you get all crazy with Thanksgiving planning and hosting and visiting other people. Sign up for the great gift card giveaway.
Because ooh, yeah.
It starts on Monday, December 1st. All of the details right now. It's Q104. Last night was the final tour stop of Sabrina Carpenter's tour, the Short and Sweet tour, in Los Angeles.
Thank goodness. I feel like she's been on tour for like 3 years.
Oh, you think she needs a break?
She needs a break.
I don't think she's going to get a break. So do you know what Sabrina does at her shows where she playfully arrests somebody in the audience at the show? I mean, I think she does it at almost every show.
I think she does. She's done oh my gosh, I just had it. I know she did Joe Keery from Stranger Things, arrested him.
Okay.
She arrested Anne Hathaway.
Okay, yeah.
There's like more in there too.
Yeah, just this week, because her shows were in LA, I think it was, why can't I think of her name from Saturday Night Live? All right, I'm blanking on her name.
Yeah, I'm blanking on all the names.
She's
arrested a lot of really big celebrities though. Well,
let's see if you can guess who she arrested last night during her final show. You should be able to hear that audio and you can't. That is because something is screwed up with our computers this morning. So let me try something else here. I'm going to try to put this audio somewhere else. We'll see if you can hear it that way. Hold on.
I hope we can find it because the clip, the audio, it's so good.
Enjoying the show?
Oh, look at Miss Piggy.
Yeah, it is Miss Piggy.
Look at that.
They arrested Miss Piggy last night.
My goodness. And she even came with some constructive criticism.
Yeah, she did.
We love it.
She's sassy, Miss Piggy. Now, some people are speculating that that was done for a reason. That Sabrina and Miss Piggy and the rest of the Muppets are going to be doing something soon. So we've already heard that Sabrina is going to do this Alice in Wonderland reboot, but some people are speculating there's also something to do with the Muppets, and that's going to be coming soon as well.
I would love to see a Sabrina Muppets Christmas special. Can we make that happen?
I would watch that.
I would watch.
I really enjoy the Muppets.
Oh, I do too. And didn't Sabrina have a Netflix Christmas special last year?
I think she did. Yeah.
I think she did. I think this would be perfect.
All right. We'll see what happens with that. Good vibes are on the way this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show.
My good vibe is that it is my birthday week, and my birthday is actually falling on Thanksgiving this year.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Isabel, what is it like to have a birthday right around Thanksgiving? Do you feel cheated at all?
Not really. I mean, my dad he was actually born on Thanksgiving, so we call ourselves turkeys. So, yeah, it's kind of fun because it's like everyone's already gathered. And it's like one big holiday.
Isabel, what kind of plans do you have for your birthday so far?
I mean, we're just inviting family over, and I think, you know, obviously we're going to have a cake, but I just think it's just special to have it on Thanksgiving because it's, you know, just one big holiday and everyone's over and everyone's just thankful.
We're ready for the festivities, ready for the party.
Yeah.
Turkey and cake.
Mm-hmm.
I like that combination.
I'm full just thinking about it.
I'd rather have cake than pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Well, happy birthday to you, Isabel.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us on. We are grateful to you for listening.
Thank you.
216-474-0104, the home of good vibes. Q104. Q104, good morning. So just yesterday, we were talking and telling stories about spending Thanksgiving in the ER, and then I go ahead and spend my afternoon in the ER yesterday.
Okay. All right. Not Thanksgiving yet, Bill. You couldn't have waited a couple days?
So here's what happened. I wanted to take advantage of the nice day yesterday, 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to get cold by Thanksgiving. Paula has some friends coming over to the house on Saturday, so I said, let's get this house Christmassy.
Oh, you did all that while just trying to get Christmassy? Oh,
I didn't do much. I didn't get very far. So I'm like, all right, let's get those outside lights up. And it's something that I've done before, ever since we moved into the house. Mm-hmm. So this will be what, third, fourth year that I've put up lights?
Okay.
Outside of the house. So I grab my ladder and my lights, and I head over to the front of the house. Now, we're not talking, like, it's not like I'm on the roof.
You know, okay.
I'm not that high up.
You're just on the ladder.
And I've done this before by myself. No one has held my ladder for me. And I'm ready to hang the first light. And I guess the ground was a little softer than I anticipated, because I felt the ladder like sink into the ground.
No.
And I tried to get my balance, and then it just toppled.
No. And you went down?
I go down. Man down.
Oh. Was anybody home? Could anybody help you?
No one was home. This was at 2 in the afternoon. The boys are at school. Paul is at work. So I land on my left ankle, and I am in zero pain because I can't feel anything.
Oh, like, that's not a good sign.
What it felt like was, because they kept asking me yesterday, are you in pain? Are you in a lot of pain? And I said, no, not right now. I said, it feels like my foot is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you are sitting on it wrong. And
Yeah,
that's what it felt like. So I'm laying there in my bushes, basically. And cars are driving up and down my street. And I'm like, is anybody going to stop?
What a sight to see.
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't call anyone at that moment. So what I end up doing, and I really wish one of my neighbors had this on camera.
You should check with them to see if one of them has a ring that caught all this, because I would love to see it.
I would love to see it too. So I crawl out of my bushes, and I crawl through my front yard and crawl to my side door and get into my house. Nobody's home yet, so I call my brother.
Are you still on the floor?
Yeah. No, at this point, I'm hopping on one leg.
Okay.
I call my brother, who lives just down the street, and I'm like, what are you doing? Can you drive me to... it wasn't the ER, it was urgent care.
Okay.
So we go to urgent care, and they're very nice, very attentive. They take an x-ray, and at first it was good news. They're like, it's really, really swollen, but I don't think there's a fracture. And they gave me the air cast, the walking boot.
Okay.
Which is what I'm in now.
So it's not broken.
No. And it's very embarrassing. I had to see people last night. Like, there was this parents meeting for Will's basketball team. And I was like, oh, God, I got to go in there on crutches.
Well, I mean, how long do you have to be in that thing? And yes, he does have crutches too.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
But then while I'm at the meeting, I get a phone call from urgent care.
Oh.
And when the meeting's over, I call them back and they're like, hi, just wanted to let you know that we're looking over your x-rays and I've been talking it over with a few of my colleagues. And we now believe that you have an avulsion fracture.
What?
So we would like to get you checked out by an orthopedist.
Oh, you're going to go see an orthopedic.
Yeah, that's next.
Look at that. Look at you.
That's next. Someone texted in. You didn't fall off the roof. No, I did not fall off the roof. It was just the ladder.
Just the ladder.
Just an 8 foot. So, but
I mean, that's still a pretty significant fall, I would say.
I fell, 6 feet, basically.
So enough that's, to make a fracture.
I've never broken anything in my life.
Well, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do on Thursday.
Why?
Everybody's going to be asking you about it.
Oh, everybody knows.
Oh, okay. Just got it out of the way in the group chat?
I put it all on social media yesterday. Mm. And I guess there was a family group text going around. My mom was so freaked out.
Of course she was. She's like, your mom.
Like, my mom was calling me, texting me, calling my wife, calling my kids.
Aw, Sally.
I know. She's worried. Aww. Like, I was a little busy.
Yeah, like, I got stuff going on.
So, yeah, I don't know how long I'll be in this. Maybe till Christmas. Maybe I'll be wearing it at the Christmas party.
You should just milk it as long as you can.
You think so?
I would.
You think anybody cares?
I care. That's the first thing I said. I was like, wait, what? Crutches? Why are those in here?
Yeah. I tell you, it was a workout. It's a workout to get from the parking garage into the studio this morning. Like, I was
with crutches,
like full on sweating when I finally got in this morning. Like, I don't need to. I'm worried about not being able to work out for the next few weeks. All I have to do is just get around on these crutches.
Yeah, you'll like shed a bunch of pounds. You'll get a bunch of muscle. There you go.
It's a cardio workout. All right, coming soon, the great gift card giveaway. It starts Monday, December 1st. All the details right now.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Warren, The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We are quite literally limping into this holiday season.
Especially Bill.
I have a fractured foot. We have massive technical issues this morning. It's okay.
All right.
We move on. Someone told me one time, and one of my bosses said, if you ever have like a technical issue, it doesn't matter because the shark is still in the water. And I was like,
what?
I don't know what that, I was like,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean the shark is still in the water?
That makes me more concerned if we have technical issues and a shark in the water. He's that's like a lot going on.
He's like, just move on. The shark's still in the water. And I don't get it. Like,
what does
I don't
that
understand,
mean?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, we got to ask him that at some point. So I would like some clarity.
Alyssa is hosting Thanksgiving at her house on Thursday.
This is true.
And I just have this sinking feeling that she is not prepared.
I'm not, but I will be.
You have to go to the grocery store still.
Yeah, that is it's down the street.
That's like a rookie mistake. I know it's down the street. That I'm saying that your timing is all off. You shouldn't be going to the grocery store on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week.
Why not?
Everybody is.
Okay. So I'll get to smile and wave at lots of people. That's fine.
You're not going to be bothered by literally running into people with your cart in the aisle.
Well, I'm not even getting a cart. I don't have that many items to get. I'll probably just carry them all in my hands.
Yeah.
Like that person who's just dropping everything through the aisles.
Yeah, sure.
That's going to be me. But that usually works out in my favor because a lot of the time people will let me hop in front of them in line. So.
Or you shove something in your hoodie pocket.
And by accident.
And then you forget about it.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Janet in Akron is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us on Thanksgiving week. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. Unless it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Janet, are you ready?
I'm ready. Good luck, Alyssa.
You don't need to wish her good luck. All the luck goes to you, Janet. Question number one. The name of the department store that hosts the annual Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City?
Macy's.
Question two. What Looney Tunes character has the catchphrase, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
Question three. In the 90s, it was the first three words you would hear when you logged into AOL.
You've got mail.
Question four. What is the top score that you can get in bowling?
Ooh, and I go bowling with my kids all the time. I want to say, this is going to be crazy, maybe a 350?
Final question. The letter of the alphabet that starts the fewest English words?
X?
Janet, you did fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
A really good shot to beat Alyssa. 4 out of 5.
All right.
Will Janet beat Alyssa? Find out next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, Q104. It's part 2 of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Janet in Akron, who really wants to meet you, Alyssa, because she has said good morning to you like 5 times.
Oh, good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
She's here now, Janet. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, Janet. Oh, that's the energy I like to walk into.
Girl, I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you. How did it go?
She did terrific. 4 out of 5.
Ah, nice.
So Alyssa needs 4 just to tie Janet. If she gets all 5, she'll win the game. Question number one. The name of the department store that hosts the annual Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City?
Macy's.
What Looney Tunes character has the catchphrase, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
In the 90s, it was the first 3 words you would hear when you logged into AOL.
You've got mail.
Question 4. What is the top score that you can get in bowling?
200.
Janet said 350. It is 300.
Oh.
So you both missed that question. But Janet did get 4. So Alyssa needs this question just to get the tie today. The letter of the alphabet that starts the fewest English words.
I'm going to say X.
You're going to say X.
Are you sure you don't want to say Z?
That is correct.
Oh,
X is the correct answer.
Yes. Yes. You got me second guessing myself for a second there. I was like, oh, now I don't know.
Alyssa gets the tie today. Janet, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thanks, guys. It was fun.
What are the plans on Thanksgiving Day, Janet?
We are going to play a bunch of Thanksgiving games and then just do a turkey dinner.
Oh, fun. What kind of games?
The Alyssa's College of Knowledge home game.
Oh.
So I have a range of kids, and so I think we're going to go from, like, Pictionary charades types to the ultimate family game of Sorry.
Oh. Do you think everybody's going to come out of that game still liking each other, or, like, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's, like, the game that destroys families. It's totally awesome.
Well, hopefully you can get it all figured out by Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
Janet, thank you for playing our game. We do have those tickets for A Christmas Story to give you.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. My name is Janet, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. So this is a Thanksgiving hack for your sides.
Oh, okay.
This will help keep them warm if you do this hack. Like, if you're worried about this, because...
This was a big problem for me when I hosted Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Trying to keep all the food warm, impossible.
Okay, well, here is your hack. Because you may already own these things, and if you don't own them, I can provide you with some so you can borrow some. You can turn a cooler into a hot box.
Oh!
So you've got your sides, and they're piping warm, and you want to wait for the turkey to be done. You do a quick preheat with hot water or heating pads. That'll get the cooler ready. And you just stack the hottest dishes at the bottom, and everything stays nice and toasty.
Okay. Look at that.
All right. Do you have coolers? Do you need to borrow anything?
I do not have a cooler, so I would need to borrow one of those, please.
Okay. I think I have two at home.
Perfect.
I can bring them in tomorrow.
That's a lot more helpful than this text that we got. Did you see somebody texted in a hack?
No. What is it?
Thanksgiving Day hack. Burn the turkey, fill the kitchen with smoke, all of your guests will leave, and you'll be able to go to bed earlier.
And you'll never be asked to host ever again. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Let me ask you this, Alyssa Rose, as the hostess of your family's Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is rude? Has anyone in your family asked you to make a custom dish? Like, they're not going to be satisfied with what you're preparing. They want you to make something else. Has anyone done that?
No, I actually don't think so.
That's good. That, according to this list that I'm reading, that would be something that would be incredibly rude.
I would imagine, because you're making more work for the host.
Well, my son yesterday was actually doing that, because my brother was over at my house because he was transporting me back and forth from the ER.
Oh, yeah. That little thing.
And my son Will gets into a conversation with my brother, because my brother and sister-in-law are hosting on Thursday. And he's like, are you guys going to make macaroni and cheese? And my brother's like, I don't think so. I don't think that's, you know, part of the plan. And Will really wants macaroni and cheese. Now, I think that's rude to ask. He doesn't know.
See, if he was asking for something like, I don't know, pulled pork or something, like off the wall, or like hot dogs, I would see the problem there. But mac and cheese, I actually don't see as an issue, because even at my house, I'm picking up today 2 pre-made, like, things of mac and cheese for Thursday.
Now, why?
Because that's always a part of my Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, so that's a mac and cheese is a staple at your Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it says here on this list, taking a dish to share is fine. So what we could do is we could make our own macaroni and cheese
for everybody and
at
bring
the house.
It, and that's not rude.
That would not be rude.
But if you just bring enough for yourself, then that's obviously rude.
But expecting that your host could do that for you, because the oven's full, the countertops are overloaded, the fridge is jam-packed, and you want to make macaroni and cheese? That's a big no-no, according
to this. You better come with it pre-made. That's all I'm saying.
216-474-0104. Do you have anything like that for Thursday? Any special requests? And it annoys you? Has someone asked for macaroni and cheese? Should you have macaroni and cheese on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question, too.
216-474-0104. We're covering all the Thanksgiving hot topics this morning. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Jasmine in Cleveland joining us right now. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Is there a Thanksgiving side dish that you are requested to make and it just annoys you?
Yes. So one Halloween, I made a broccoli bake, a cheesy broccoli bake. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've been asked to make it every single holiday. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, even the 4th of July. It's like, it's crazy.
Oh, wow.
What is the secret to this broccoli cheesy bake?
Yeah, they really love it.
I really don't know. It's literally just heads of broccoli, and you just bake them in the oven with seasonings and some chicken broth. And then after a while, you just put cheese and heavy whipping cream, and that's literally it. And it's like everyone just devours the whole pan every single time. But it just takes so long to bake. Like,
and they want you to make it
up all the broccoli. Yeah,
they want you to make it multiple times a year, not just for Thanksgiving, but for all the major holidays.
Oh, yes. And thank God this year I put my foot down and I said I was not making it this year.
Oh, yeah. There's no cheesy broccoli bake this year.
No, no, no.
That's right, Jasmine.
And what's crazy is that I don't even put that on my own plate when I make it. So like I make it just for everyone else.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get an earful about it on Thursday. So I wish you luck with that.
Oh, I bet.
How do you feel about mac and cheese? Just as a...
Oh, I love mac and cheese. I'm in charge of it this year.
Okay, so you do have mac and cheese at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
That is a staple.
I think that's somewhat controversial. I know some families, they're such traditionalists that they don't allow mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese wasn't always at my Thanksgiving dinner table. It's more of a recent, like I would say the last 10, 15 years kind of thing.
What was the thing that brought it into dinner? Like, who decided to make it for the first time?
It was my nana. And I can tell you exactly when. It was my graduation party, 2011. And then we liked it so much, kind of what Jasmine was saying. We keep asking for it again and again.
Yeah.
It's got, like, cornflakes on it. So good.
New traditions. All right. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Thank you so much for being...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being here. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, what were you just telling me about Thanksgiving desserts, about pies?
There's a new pie on the rise. Could be replacing pumpkin pie in a generation or two. The kids are loving it.
I can't see that happening. Replacing Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, replacing pumpkin pie. I'm not much of a pumpkin pie person myself, so I can definitely see this happening.
You know, I'm not either.
No?
No, there's always pumpkin there. There's always something. My favorite is cherry pie.
Ooh, cherry's pretty good.
No one ever brings it.
No. No, it's hard to find.
Is
My
it?
Pap loves cherry pie, and we look in grocery stores when we go. We can't find it all the time.
Sometimes I find like a little slice of it, and I'll just buy that and bring it myself.
Just treat yourself to a little slice of pie.
So what's the most popular pie that they're saying is going to overtake pumpkin pie?
Well, it's really popular with Gen Z specifically, and probably Gen Alpha too. I'd lump them in here. Chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie. I've never even heard of this. I've seen like Boston cream pie. I've seen like different flavors of chocolate, but just like a chocolate pie. What is it? Just like pudding?
It sounds good.
It does sound good. I've just never heard of it. So I don't know how it's on the rise and becoming so popular. But if you're somebody who has chocolate pie at Thanksgiving, would love to hear from you.
Would also love to hear from you if you want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, because we're going to play in about 10 minutes. 216-474-0104. Caller 14 right now. We have tickets, four of them, to the Cleveland Playhouse production of A Christmas Story, which is coming to the Allen Theater very soon. So caller 14 right now. Now's the time to call. 216-474-0104. Steven Garfield is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I have your five questions right here. I will ask you the five questions. I will ask Alyssa the same five questions. And whoever gets the most right will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one. Name one of the two NFL football teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
Detroit Lions.
Question two, in the TV series Seinfeld, what was the name of Jerry's neighbor who kept barging into his apartment?
Kramer.
Question three, name the German city that's famous for its hot dog style sausages.
No idea, Bill.
Question four, what long-running Nickelodeon series follows babies like Angelica Pickles and Chucky Finster?
Rugrats.
Final question. Who makes the car known as the Lincoln?
Lincoln. It's a town car. Oh, my God. I'm Johnny on the spot myself. Lincoln.
Just guess. Guess a car brand.
Yeah, Ford. No, it's not Ford. Ford. Ah, boo.
Is your guess Ford?
Yes. That's, yes.
It was a good guess, Steve, and it might pay off for you. You went 4 for 5.
Yes.
Can Alyssa beat that? Can she tie that? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. All right, Alyssa is back in the studio. It's round two of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Alyssa versus Steve and Garfield.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Steve did really well. 4 out of 5.
Woo! Okay, Steve.
So Alyssa needs 4 to tie him. If she gets all 5, she will win the game. Here's question number one. Name one of the two NFL football teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
The Packers?
No, I'm sorry. It's Detroit Lions or the Dallas Cowboys.
Dang.
Question two. And Alyssa can't miss another question. In the TV series Seinfeld, what was the name of Jerry's neighbor who kept barging into his apartment? You've never seen Seinfeld,
no,
have you?
No, I have. What's that dude's name? Is it Kramer?
Kramer is correct. Question three. Name the German city that's famous for its hot dog-style sausages.
Berlin.
Both of you missed this one. I thought the context clue would have helped. Frankfurt.
Oh, duh. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just brain farting over here today.
Me too.
Well, we know what happened. Let's just hit the final two questions.
Let's just get through it.
What long-running Nickelodeon series follows babies like Angelica Pickles.
Rugrats.
Rugrats is correct. Who makes the car known as the Lincoln?
Ford.
Ford is correct. However, Steve got four of those correct. Alyssa only with three correct today.
Steve, taking me down.
Steve.
For the second time? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, get out of here, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. We do have tickets for you for A Christmas Story at the Allen Theater.
Nice. The family will love it. My name is Steve, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Ethan from Berea joining us right now. Ethan's going to be in the group chat. Ethan, good morning.
Good morning.
So I don't usually make it a habit to ask people how old they are when they call into our show, but Ethan, tell us how old you are.
Yeah. So I'm 20 years old. I just turned 20 about last month.
Okay. I think that's important context for what Ethan's going to talk about in the group chat. Go ahead, Ethan. What's on your mind? How can we help?
Yeah. So this is a little embarrassing, but, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. My mom is insisting that I still sit at the kids' table, and I really, you know, I'm 20, so I'm like, do I still have to?
She's trying to make you sit with all the kids and not letting you at the adult table?
Yeah, I know. I'm the oldest grandchild, so I still get it. Like, I'm still with that generation of kids. But the difference is that, you know, I'm bringing my girlfriend this year. So I would love to look like, you know, an adult.
Where's your girlfriend going to sit? Is she going to sit at the adult table?
No. Mom is like, she should sit with you, hon. And I'm like, Mom, I don't want to pull out a chair for my girlfriend and be like, come on here, sit, babe.
She wants you both to sit at the kids' table.
Yes.
I think this is an opportunity. I don't think this is a drawback.
What?
Picture it. You're at the kids' table. You're with your girlfriend. All of the kids are going to look up to you guys and think you guys are so cool. And it's your chance to impress your girlfriend by interacting with the kids and being the cool older cousin.
Yeah, melt her heart with those kid interactions.
I think you're looking at it all wrong.
It could be more fun. I'm just throwing that out there. The kids' table, I do think, would probably be a lot more enjoyable than sitting at the adult table.
Yeah, I think my only concern is, like, I keep telling my mom, though, like, Mom, I'm paying taxes, like, I have a job. Like
you do all the adult things.
Clearly.
You're still under her roof. It's her rules.
I mean, yeah.
216-474-0104. Ethan's looking for a little advice here. Should he confront his mom? He's stuck at the little kids' table. He's 20 years old. How does he graduate from the kids' table to the adults' table? Help out Ethan. Your call's next. The Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show. Ethan is 20 years old. He doesn't want to sit at the little kids' table on Thanksgiving. He's already brought this up with his mom. You know, when I was listening to Ethan, I was thinking, isn't it kind of like a logistical kind of a thing? Like, if there's not enough chairs at the adult table, there's not enough chairs.
You can always pull up an extra table, make some extra space so that they're not sitting like down low with the kids.
Yeah, but again, we don't know like how big's the room. Can you put another table there?
Yeah, we're not totally sure of the logistics of it all.
Like, I'm just telling him to make the best of it. Heather's in Hiram. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how old are you, Heather?
I'm 23.
And do you still have to sit at the little kids' table at Thanksgiving?
So I don't have to sit at the kids' table, but I would rather sit at the kids' table. Being at the adults' table is so boring. They're always talking about jobs and weather, and like, I would rather just skip all of that and eat some turkey and have a good time.
You make a good point. I would rather talk about Bluey any day other than any of those things.
What else could you talk about?
And
Miss Rachel, Coco Melon.
The zombie apocalypse.
Sure.
6-7.
Right? There's so many more fun things that we could talk about.
Now, has anyone in your family ever asked you? They're like, Heather, would you like to come and join the adults? And you're like, no.
No, I'm good.
No one's really asked me. So I actually have a fiance, so I think we're probably supposed to sit at the adults table. But we don't want to.
Wait, has he sat at the kids' table with you in past years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a keeper.
It's a great attitude, Heather. Great attitude from you.
And girls love guys who are good with kids. So that's a plus one.
Yeah.
That's what Bill was saying.
That's what I was trying to tell Ethan, Heather.
It's an opportunity.
This is a good thing. He's looking at it all wrong. Heather, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you.
Have fun at the kids' table.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.